Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Drake Baldwin turns on this. Get out of here. It is gone. Into the chop house for the rookie of the month.
He was that. Drake Baldwin was the rookie of the month in the month of May in the National League, and he was the rookie of the night last night as well with that home run there. In the fourth inning, they scored all three of their runs in the fourth inning. Drake Baldwin also made a couple of really nice throws last night too.
Yeah.
And that's something we kind of have been watching him develop this year. Threw a guy out at second base and then snapped through a guy out at first base in the same inning.
Yeah.
It was the two of the three outs that inning, and you know, provided the one piece of earned runs that the Braves scored last night. So we've said this for a while now, but they got to find a way to get him in the lineup every single day. It's just the offense is so bad.
Yep.
Like, you can't afford to not have your best hitter, and he is that right now for the Braves, him and Acuna. You got to have him in the lineup every single day to give yourself a chance.
You got to figure it out. Do you go to a position how and I actually thought about this. Maybe I'll ask Grant because we'll have him on later on. Because how they do the platoon of the outfield, lefty righty, as far as who's pitching, do they do that with him and Sean?
Yeah, I think they have to.
Because Baldwin, he's a lefty,
yeah,
and then we also obviously Murph is a righty. Do they go that approach just because? And they're more right-handed pitchers, so he would get
right,
more.
So he'd get to play quite a bit.
And so I'm just curious if that's how it would go. But yeah, I mean, he was great yesterday. We talk about, you know, it's a long season. That's always a good thing when you feel like your team can do something. But it's a horrible thing when your team is playing as bad as this team, because you run out of stuff to say, because it's the same thing over and over again, man. And you know, we were talking before we went to break. Yeah, Spencer, just he was just teeing it up for him.
Yep.
And when your outfielders don't turn and run, because you can hear the sound and the trajectory and the velocity of the ball going over your damn head.
You think a pitcher's ever said anything to an outfielder about
that? The hell are you doing, bro?
Like, hey, man, you mind just jogging lightly towards the fence to make it seem like maybe it wasn't going to be a 500-foot home run that I gave up? Because Acuna didn't budge.
Nope.
He just went, yeah, there it is. And he turned around and watched it, and that was that. But, I mean, what are you going to do? The guy hit it 460 feet. Here's Spencer Strider talking about his outing.
I just want to put us in a position to win the game. You know, I want to do my job. I don't really care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. I don't need to be spectacular. You know, I like to think that my best stuff is going to come at the end of the season when games matter most for us, you know, if we're in that position. That's always my goal. So every year that I've been on the team, it's been my goal to try to get better over the long run. But along the way, you know, we've got to win games, and I've got to do my job. So didn't do it tonight, you know, and so got to find ways to get better and, you know, at the very least, give us a chance.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
Didn't do that at all.
Three home runs, second time in his career he's given up three home runs in a game. Both times are in games where he threw his fastball less than 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. So he knows. Yeah. Like, he's out there, like, I don't have it. Like, I'm throwing 90. Spencer Strider throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball isn't not enough.
It got up 96 a couple times.
Yeah, I think maybe 97 one time, the one that he parked in to the right field seats. But he lives at 98, 99, 100. Like, that's the dynamic.
It's not there. Is it the surgery thing?
It's got to be. Coming back from it.
Yeah. I mean, but is this something that you gain back your velocity? You know, and he's still working on all those things. And then you were able to cut it to a two-run game. And then your bullpen comes in. And pa-cow! And then all of a sudden, this game's over. Turn it off. Good night. You know, but they're not doing that at the plate. Andy, I swear to you, I was talking to my wife yesterday when she got home. And the game had just came on. All right, I watched Spencer's first inning. I got up to do something. And then came back and Spencer was back on the mound. I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
They went out. Did everybody swing at the first pitch?
Zach Gallen went through the lineup, all 9 guys in 23 pitches.
Dude, I was like, what the hell?
23 pitches to get through the whole lineup.
Like, that's unreal.
And now when Spencer's got to help them out. But they got to help him out a little bit, too, you know? Like, at least let him catch his breath.
Yeah.
You know? He's fighting for his life out there. He doesn't have his go-to pitch. He's trying to get by on sliders and changeups. Like, Spencer Strider, the junk baller? Like, this is not what anybody signed up for. And these guys are out. Now, to be fair, Ronald Acuña swung at the first pitch and damn near hit it out.
Yeah.
It was a great play by the right fielder, who had Corbin Carroll, who had an incredible game last night. Nerd.
That dude's
Dude's good, man.
Hell yeah.
He's really good. He is. Ketel Marte just flat out owns Spencer Strider.
How many is he off of?
3.
Yeah.
He's 11 at bats, 5 hits, 3 home runs, and a triple. He also hit a home run off of him in that game last year, which was his final game when he got hurt before he went on, you know, got surgery and all that. So, yeah, he'll be happy to not see Ketel Marte ever again if that can happen.
Them damn Diamondbacks.
What we said was going to happen, though. In the first game, Freddy Gonzalez had to have a tough send.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was a good idea, but it worked.
It worked. I thought Matt was hurt himself.
Matt.
I thought he missed the plate, too.
It was one of the worst slides
I've
ever
seen. Yeah, I thought he missed the plate. So I was like, go back and touch the plate.
And it wasn't even to get around this tag. Yeah, he just stuck his cleat in the ground.
Yeah, man. But, it happened. He got and we got through it the one time, and it was fine. A little nerve-wracking, like you said.
It was a bad send, though. Like, if it was a decent throw, he would have been hosed by 15 feet.
He would have got him. The ball goes, first of all, it's an error on the third base.
Yeah.
Ball goes out to the fielder. He throws it in. I don't know what Freddie saw. Did he see the ball?
He was in a great position. Yeah. And he saw, as Matt got to third at full speed, he saw the left fielder picking the ball up. And maybe he just knows that Gurriel doesn't have a particularly accurate arm.
That
so give him credit for that,
that
if that's on the scouting report. But like that, when he waved him, I was like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yes.
Like, because it's Matt Olson.
Matt Olson.
Like, Matt Olson's the slowest guy on the team, pretty
Matt
much.
Olson.
Anyway, he scored.
I was like,
they cut it to one, and then the pitching didn't help him out. And here we are.
All right. We ain't got to talk about them again until 120.
Okay, yeah. Grant will join us at 1:20. Yeah. We'll talk about him again then.
Yeah.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final tonight.
Let's go, baby!
Panthers-Oilers rematch of last year's 7-game pretty epic series. Now, again, remember last year, you know this, obviously, but maybe not everybody does. Panthers went up 3-0.
Yes.
Edmonton came back and forced game 7, and then the Panthers beat them in 7. There's also kind of the, you know, McDavid and Tkachuk kind of had their thing at the Four Nations.
McDavid is so damn.
McDavid's my favorite.
He's special.
Hockey
man.
Player to
He's
watch.
He's special.
He's just incredible to watch. And it should be really good. It should be a really, really fun series.
I'll see another 7 game.
I hope it is.
I'll see another 7 game. This time, Edmonton, I mean, I just, you know, when you look at Florida, just the stability of this team.
Yeah.
In South Florida.
Especially in this era.
Hockey.
You know, it's interesting.
Because they were so bad when I used to go to games.
All of
they were so bad.
The warm weather cities were bad
they were so
forever
bad. Yes.
Until, like, post-lockout. Like, 05. I read an article about this morning. I never really thought about it ever, because why would you? But now there's almost like a movement in the NHL to be like, all right, these warm weather cities have an unfair advantage. Nobody wants to live in Winnipeg.
True.
People want to live in South Florida.
I've been to Winnipeg. No, you don't want to live there.
People want to live in fun, warm weather cities, which, by the way, have really good tax incentives.
That's one thing.
Yeah, no, it's two things.
Well, yeah.
Great weather
and
taxes.
Like
people, there's a legitimate push in the NHL right now to be like, this isn't fair.
I ain't never been to Edmonton, but I don't think I would like it.
No. You wouldn't. Yeah. It's cold. And also taxes.
Yeah.
it's like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing the NHL is going to have to navigate is like, you know, all of the, you know, you got the Carolina, nice weather, pretty good situation. You got
And it's
Florida.
Not in Charlotte, right?
It's not in Charlotte.
It's in
Raleigh, which is totally a reasonable place to live.
Yes.
It's not a garbage dump like Charlotte. I wouldn't say it's a top five North Carolina city, but it's good. It's a good North Carolina city. You got all these good teams. Nashville has got a good team and no taxes.
Fun team, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's how we get a team back here.
Vegas. Yeah.
Great place. LA's got some. California's got teams.
Yeah.
They've been winning the last, like, 15 years or so. Yeah, it's weird. Like, the warm weather cities in the NHL are dominating. Tom Thibodeau got fired by the Knicks after going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the funny thing is both you and I are like, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Not.
I think I saw a lot of immediate reaction because no one kind of saw that coming yesterday. But then when I thought about it for 5 seconds, I was like, yeah, it's the NBA in 2025.
Yep, you're getting
I wouldn't
fired.
Be surprised if, I don't know, Rick Carlisle gets fired if they don't win the championship.
But the thing about it is, and this is one,
everybody gets fired in the NBA.
This is one of the things when they talked about who was going to be the president and the GM of the Knicks. They said these dudes know everybody and everybody knows them.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure they have a great relationship with Kevin Durant or Giannis.
I'm sure they do.
And I'm pretty sure they have had conversations. And yeah, I'll come if he ain't there.
How do you feel about playing for Tibbs, KD?
Yeah.
I'm 37.
Yeah.
Playing 40 minutes a night doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you like? Jay Wright seems nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll make it happen. You coming, right? All right. We're gonna
trade Carl Anthony Towns.
Trade Carl Anthony Towns to Phoenix.
But then the Suns have to want to do it.
Yeah. I think they want to do it. Because they have to. They know this. They got
to
move KD.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
You
got to
move KD because of what you did at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So you got to move him. You're not moving Booker, and you just pray to God that Bradley Beal does not like it there.
He likes it there.
He
loves it.
I don't think he likes being there. He just likes controlling the whole thing.
No, he likes it. He said he likes the weather, and he's got a nice house in Scottsdale that he enjoys. He gets paid $50 million a year
to beautiful place to live.
Be the 79th best player in the NBA. Like, it's pretty nice.
Like Vegas too, but like the houses and the landscape around the house, I love it.
It's beautiful. You can get a house up on top of like one of those.
I love it.
Is it not really a mountain? Kind of like a big hill, mm-hmm. right? You can see in all 360 degrees around.
I have a teammate who had a house out there. When we played the Cardinals, he took us out. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, Bradley Beal's not.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going anywhere. Bradley Beal liked playing for the Wizards.
You like Chocolate City.
He loves playing for the Suns. You're going to have to pay that man before he leaves. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more NBA, as obviously that happened yesterday with Tibbs. A few more names to mention as potential next coaches there. Some other head coaching vacancies as well. And then obviously the NBA Finals get underway tomorrow night. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's probably kind of what it sounded like last night at Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.